Is a monogamous lifestyle sustainable? That is the question of the day. My name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Today, I would like to talk about monogamous. I know I talked about all kinds of relationships in the other podcasts that I've created, but I just find this topic, monogamous, very interesting. And I sit and I think, well, when I first came out of the closet, so to speak, monogamous for me was always for the straight people. You know, monogamy, you have a husband and wife and you get kids and blah, blah, blah. When I first came out, that is, I never thought about monogamous for gay people. I mean, I was always under the impression, I think I still am, that it's a hard thing for two gay men to be monogamous when all gay guys wants to do is go to the movie house or the sex bars or walk the street and all they've got on their mind is sex. And at the time, most of my gay friends, that's all they talk about. I used to always tell people that I always like to hang out with women because when I hang out with straight men, all they think about is cunt or pussy, whatever they want to call it. And then when I hang out with gay men, all they talk about is cock or dick. You know, they never think about having a good time. You know, you go to a bar, they always looking for the next time they're going to have sex with somebody, either straight, gay. I hung up with both of them. I hung up with straight guys and gay guys. They're all the same. So I never really thought about monogamy for men in general. I thought to be monogamous was a female thing, you know? So anyway, as time went on and as I got sober and start seeing life under a different light and everything. And I thought about monogamy. But for me, it was a little bit different. I mean, I can understand if I was a female or even if I was a male, I mean, in the straight world, this is what I was told or taught, whatever you want to say. Monogamy, a man wants his wife to be monogamy because when he's at work, he wants to make sure that hopefully when she gets pregnant, all those kids are his and not somebody else. I've been around. I'm in my 70s. I can't even count on my hand how many times that people that I run into who have kids. I mean, you hear about it now, especially these celebrities that have five wives or not even five wives, they probably don't even marry them, have kids all over the place. I think somebody had 10 kids here and 20 kids there and just screwing like crazy. And these are so-called straight people. I mean, I knew gay people did it. But when you go on these date lines, and not all the time, I mean, most of the time on Dateline, the interesting thing on Dateline, you will come across profiles that will say, I'm in a monogamous relationship. I'm looking for a monogamous relationship. You got those profiles. And if you're in a relationship or you're married, don't contact me. Which I find very interesting. I mean, you come across those. And then you have the others who will actually come out and say, I'm already married, I'm already partnered up, I'm just looking for, you know, to have fun, so to speak. Just looking to get laid. Did I use that terminology? Laid? Just looking to get laid. So, I was just thinking about this terminology, this thing called monogamous. I mean, is anybody monogamous? I mean, I know guys who, you're talking about straight guys, I used to work with a lot of straight guys, and they would say, oh, I'm a monogamous, I'm monogamous to my wife, I don't cheat on my wife. That's what they say. And then you catch them somewhere, And I like it when I used to catch a straight guy fooling around, especially if they're fooling around with another guy. Because if you catch them, they act like they don't know you. One I saw in the gay bar, and I didn't know what to do. I was shocked. And he passed right by me. I know he saw me. He passed by me in the gay bar like he didn't even know who I was. And then the next day, I should say that Monday morning when I went to work, because he worked with his wife. I saw his wife. I didn't say anything. I saw him. And even at work, you know, at work he acted like nothing happened. How you doing? But at the bars, he won't talk to me. And he's monogamous. Well, in a way, when you think about it, I mean, he's monogamous to his wife. I guess he doesn't fool around with other women. I mean, but I guess it's their relationship. Maybe she allowed him to fool around with other guys. I'm hearing that lately. I started hearing that in the 2000s. I started hearing guys, when I fool around with a guy, he goes, oh, my wife knows I'm gay, so she doesn't mind that I fool around with, you know, she knows I'm fooling around. And I'm like, what? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, to me, you're not being monogamous. I mean, if he doesn't fool around with another woman, he just fooled around with her. She's the only woman in his life, but she allows him to fool around with other guys. I don't know. See, I never understood that. I don't understand it. Because then I get upset when, especially if I meet guys as a gay man, and sometimes I have falling in love. And when you fall in love, you want to be with the person that you're with. Now, I'm younger. And when I was younger, I wanted monogamy. But as I got older, there's no such thing as monogamy. And I shouldn't say that. Probably there is. But we strive for that. Oh, I strive for that. I mean, you say you love me. Then I want you to show me you love me. And the thing that I get upset, and it has happened to me more than once, it's like, I'll give you an example. I did meet somebody back in, 2010. And I met him on the, maybe earlier than that. Maybe in the 90s. Because they didn't have, the website stuff didn't come out until like late 90s and the 2000s. I think must have met before it got the website. They had the sex phone. You call up the phone. They had the date phone, I guess I call it. The advertiser, the gay newspaper, you call this number and you could click this, click that to get all the different profiles. You had to listen to the profiles. I met a guy like that on the phone and came to my house. And we had a discussion about his lover wanted him to be monogamous. He didn't say that, but I think that's what it was, because he brought it out how, he has to be home. We fooled around. He goes, I gotta get home for dinner. You know, my partner, he goes crazy with this. As long as I'm home for dinner, he shouldn't care about who I mess around with. I didn't ask. He was just, you know, and then he rushed out the house because he had to get home, make sure he's home for dinner. I get it in a sense, because that's what I thought about when I was in my little relationships. I mean, I realize you're going to fool around. Whoever I'm with is going to do it no matter what. I mean, you could say that to do it, and you would hope that they don't do it, but you can't stop them from doing it. My only thing that I get upset with, if we're in a relationship, and especially if you want us to be, it's interesting how the other one wants you to be in a monogamous relationship. Okay, we're in a monogamous relationship, then I shouldn't be in a state of, where are you? Why come you're not here with me? I'm in you know how sometimes something happened to you and you want to call up your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, you want to explain to them. You know, in other words, you want to be comfort. They're not there. When you need to be comfort, they're not there. But we're monogamous, but they're not there. I'm talking ones we don't live together. I mean, those who live together, I don't know. If I live with somebody and you, where the hell are you? You ain't home. Like the guy I was telling you about. You're supposed to be home for dinner and you ain't home for dinner. But I'm talking about in a monogamous relationship where you live apart. You got your place, I got my place. So when I go through my shit, and I wanted comfort, I can't get in touch with you. You're not picking up your cell phone. You're not home. And I'm like, and then when I do get in touch with you, oh, I was busy. I was doing this. I was working late, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. I'm once in a while out of mind that. But then when it gets to a point that every time, when I find myself, every time I needed some emotional support, or even when I get horny and you're not available, then I start thinking, well, something is going on. Now, I guess now since I'm older, don't tell me we're in a monogamous relationship. We're in, I don't even like the terminology, open relationship. We're in a relationship. Just if I were to say to you, and I can't get in touch with you, and then I said to you, when I do get in touch with you, what I was going through and you wasn't available, then I would then do something more than, how you say, empathy. You know, you might say, oh, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. I'll do better next time. Well, we never do better next time. Oh, I'll do better. I'm sorry. I wasn't there for you, blah. But I come across where a lot of these guys that I've been with, if you tell them that, I mean, oh, I was doing this, I was doing that, and then they move on to the next subject. That bothers me. So then I'm like, well, then we are not in a monogamous relationship. You know, then if you bring that up, that you're not in a monogamous relationship because they weren't available for you, they just say, well, what do you want? We're not attached to the hip, are we? But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when we're in a relationship. You said that we're in a monogamous relationship. Even though we don't live together, we're in a monogamous relationship. But when my needs aren't getting met because of you not being available for me, then I start to question the relationship. So that is my rant for the day. My rant is, it's one thing to agree not to be in a relationship, in a monogamous relationship. And I've told guys I'm not crazy about open relationship. Now, since I'm older, it's a little different. You know, I feel why all of a sudden I'm okay with an open relationship and what they call polyamorous relationship because of my, let's put it this way. If you're dating somebody in their 20s, and in your 70s, I mean, I was in my 20s, and I know how my hormones is. It's going to be hard to keep a 20-year-old in a monogamous relationship all the time. I mean, they're going to go out there and do what they're going to do anyway. I'd rather for someone to say to me, well, I'm going to go and do this so we could be in whatever relationship we're, you know. Sometimes I feel like at this age, why put a label on it? We're just in a relationship. We're just friends. And when you want to come around, when you get horny, or I want to come around, when I get horny, we just call each other up, we meet, we do our thing, and we go on about our business. I don't even like that relationship, but it seems to me that's the only relationship that's out there, that's available. You do your thing, I do my thing, and if we happen to call each other and get together, then we, you know. I'm only ranting about, I've come across guys who want a monogamous relationship and never available to enjoy that monogamous relationship. That was my rant today. Is a monogamous lifestyle sustainable? I don't think so. You just heard the craziness that lives inside my head.